Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. There seems to be an alarming number of children professing salvation in the church around us today, and the age of the child at the time of their profession seems to be growing younger and younger as time goes on. Josh, today our question comes from a listener who asks, at what age does a child have to be in order to fully comprehend the gospel? Your thoughts?
That's a good question. I get it a lot. I've dealt with it personally with my own children. I have four kids myself, and I'm dealing with this on a daily basis as I do my best to share the gospel with them and to encourage them, urge them to put their faith in Christ. But let me say this at the outset, that I don't believe in sprinkling babies. There's some denominations that do that, and I don't believe in that. But I also don't believe in dunking babies either. And that seems to be becoming more and more popular, that it's getting to the point where we'll be baptizing babies in the baptistry. We need to be very careful about putting people into the baptistry, putting kids in the baptistry that don't really understand or comprehend what is happening to them, what the gospel is. I'll start out by saying we could easily convince any four-year-old to believe the gospel and to pray a prayer, and that happens a lot. You see it more and more. I mean, if I was in a children's church and I had 30 kids in there, I could talk about hell, I could talk about Jesus, and every one of them would raise their hand and they would profess faith at that moment. That doesn't mean they are saved. That means some of them got scared, some of them followed a friend. That doesn't mean they're saved. It doesn't mean they need to get baptized. So we need to be careful with that. What we need to do is take it on a case-by-case basis. I don't look at it as an age. There's not an age of accountability. What I look at is when a kid comes to me and they say, I want to be saved. And I've had three of my kids come to me and say that. And I'll sit down with them. I'll see if they understand the gospel. They believe in God. They do. And do they know that they're a sinner? And you know, usually they do. I'm their dad. I know they've done wrong things. So they're going to say, yes, I'm a sinner. But I want to see, are they broken over their sin? Are there tears in their eyes, knowing that they've not failed me, but that they failed God? So I'm going to just examine these things. And then if I see, yes, they're repentant over their sin, they are broken over their sin, then I'm going to say, do you know who to turn to? Do you know what Jesus has done for you in living the life that you couldn't live, a perfect life? Do you know that he went on the cross and took your sin upon himself so that you could have his righteousness? And if they say, I agree, I know. Do you believe that he died, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day, that he ascended into heaven, that he's coming back again to judge the wicked and the dead? Do you believe these things? Yeah, I do. Do you want to live for him? Do you want to give your life to him? Yeah, I do. And then I don't say, well, you're not old enough, you're not that age. If they go through the whole gospel and they're like, yeah, then I want to sit down with them and I'm going to say, go to God now. Confess your sins. Tell him you believe in his son and ask him to save you. And he will. It seems like I've said this a lot in these questions and answers, is he won't cast you away. He won't push you away. If you believe, he'll save you. And I've said that to three out of my four kids. He will. And then it comes, well, do we baptize them? That becomes, well, I want to watch them. I want to make sure that they're understanding. I want to give them some time. I'm going to do some discipleship with them. And if they understand it and if they are showing fruit in their lives, then I'm going to baptize them. But if they keep on living how they've always been living and doing what they've always been doing and acting like it never happened, then I'm going to slow play it and just take it a day at a time, a month at a time, even a year at a time. I want to see real fruit in their lives of regeneration and of true faith. I know that's not an answer if it's 7 or it's 9 or it's, you know, whatever it may be. It's a case-by-case basis to look at and see the lives of children. Is God working there? Is God moving there? Is the Spirit convicting there? That's what's important. And that's what I'm looking for when it comes to kids. I don't like these. I'm going to be very careful, very loving here. These churches that will come in and just baptize without any question, without any knowledge of what's going on in the heart. So we need to be very careful with that. I don't want to be too careful. But I don't want to be too easy either. I want to kind of have a balance there, a middle ground, where we take it on a case-by-case basis. So,
Thank you, Josh. And we love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEndBaptistChurch.